Jerry Bader Show, 950. There's a story out. In fact, I think several different news agencies quoted Scott Walker on this. As you know, I've been urging Governor Walker to sign the Native American mascot bill. This is a bill that Republicans have passed in both houses that would undo the bill the Democrats passed in 2010. I've been very clear on this. And by the way, I got into a Twitter debate with Rob Menzer of the Daily Herald last night. And he finally spun himself into circles and gave up. My argument is this. The bill passed by Democrats in 2010 is a sham. It is really just an outright ban. Anytime someone complains about a Native American mascot, there is no way the district is going to get to keep it under the process created by this law, by the 2010 law. Tony Evers, superintendent of public instruction, has all but said that. He's all but admitted that he thinks all of them are inherently racist, and there's no way that any of them are going to stand once challenged. If Democrats wanted to ban it, ban them all. But don't pretend there's going to be a fair process to review them when it's entirely unfair. Completely a kangaroo court, stacked deck, whatever metaphor you want to use. And that's what it is. Now, Scott Walker has said something that I think is interesting, that he would have preferred a repeal rather than a modification of the review policy. That's a fair point. It is. It is. But they didn't. They passed this bill. I was concerned he was going to simply do nothing and let it become law quietly. Whatever he's going to do tomorrow, I believe. And he has said he's either going to veto it or sign it. Things he said yesterday give every indication that he's going to sign it. He said Tuesday that school districts should drop Indian team names and mascots on their own and question whether the state should force them to do so, signaling that he will sign a bill this week, making it harder for state officials to end the practice. Well, in this regard, yeah, because there has to be a legitimate challenge to it. It's not just one person can come up and say, I don't like that, and it's going to be gone. That is what the policy does. Because the burden of proof is on the school district to prove it's not offensive. Our system doesn't work that way. You have to prove that it is. This, I mean, quite honestly, if a majority of a community doesn't like a Native American mascot, this process really is not all that difficult. The problem is a majority of a community has to dislike the mascot. And those who don't like these mascots know that oftentimes that's simply not true. That's the problem that they have with it. Next. By the way, he should sign it. Now I think he is going to sign it. Next. I know a lot of people think Paul Ryan is running for president. He did very, very well in that little straw poll, the Iowa poll, ridiculously well. A lot of people think being part of the negotiation with Patty Murray on the budget deal had a lot to do with that. I have said repeatedly, I do not believe that he wants to run for president. I don't believe he wanted to run for vice president in 2012, but he was called upon to serve, and he did, or attempted to. But I just don't think he wants anything to do with presidential politics ever again. He didn't want to do it the first time, and I think, quite frankly, it was worse than he thought it was going to be. I have always felt that his first best destiny is Speaker of the House. I have been told by sources if he wants it, but that he really wants to be more, as one person put it to me, the person with the green eye shade, you know, doing the ciphering. He has essentially revealed that. Representative Paul Ryan is setting his sights on a new challenge. It's not Speaker. Told the Wall Street Journal he plans to be the next chairman of the powerful Ways Means Committee, which is one of the most powerful positions in Washington. A move that would give him a high-profile platform for advancing conservative policy ideas. Fresh off a bipartisan budget deal that restores some certainty to the way Congress spends money, Mr. Ryan is making a push to help the current Ways Means chairman, Michigan Representative Dave Camp, rewrite the tax code, an ambitious undertaking that presents major political hurdles. But that's what he is, and that's who he is. And I do not mean this disparagingly in any way. And let me complete this thought. I was disappointed with his turn as vice presidential candidate. And let me explain that. He wasn't the energetic driving force that I thought he was going to be start to finish on the campaign trail. He is, and again, I do not mean this disparagingly. That's not who he is. He's a wonk. He is a policy wonk. He has a brilliant mind, and he probably knows best where he belongs. I still like the thought of him as Speaker. I do think Boehner has to go, but I don't know who you put there then. I really don't. But this does give him a chance to advance, particularly if they get the Senate, to advance conservative policy. But these major rewrites of the tax code, these big picture things, that is who Paul Ryan is. And chairman of Ways and Means is probably, it's extremely powerful. It has always been one of the most coveted positions of the majority in Washington. All right, coming up after 10 o'clock, I've teased it a couple of times. The topic, the issue, that continues to haunt Scott Walker, and what can he do to put it behind him? But I want to get to a what is right and what is wrong after 10:06, and the question is really, really very simple. Should polygamy be legal? The question is simple. I didn't say the answer was. I'll explain why we bring this up and get your thoughts. We'll start that at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.